man show, friend of the show, Coach Josh Pastner of our Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech here with me. Coach, good to talk to you, buddy. How's life been for you, man?
Well, first off, it's always great when you're going to the ACC Media Day a week or so ago, and everyone's talking to you about being ACC defending champs of 2021. So that's a great ringtone, if that makes sense. You know, that doesn't get old. What's interesting, though, is everyone was asking me about that, and I told them we're not defending the ACC championship. We won the 2021 ACC Tournament Championship. That's in the record books. That's in the history books. We're not defending that. We want to now try to chase and get the 2022 ACC championship. Yes. So it's been good. The offseason's been good. Look, we lost a lot losing those two guys in Jose Alvarado, who's now with the Pelicans on a two-way contract, the New Orleans Pelicans. Moses Wright, who's with the Clippers and the G League. When you lose the ACC Player of the Year and First Team All Defense and Moses Wright and the Defensive Player of the Year and Jose Alvarado, and Jose Alvarado was the first guy since Chris Paul to lead the ACC in steals in back-to-back seasons. So when you've lost that, I mean, that's a lot to lose. But we'll have other guys have to step up, have to kind of figure it out. I love our team this season. I think we can be fast and the most fast and quickest team that I've had since I've been here at Georgia Tech. So a lot to look forward to. We're still a work in progress, but the great news that you and I are talking right now, that means hoop season's right around the corner.
Yes, I can't believe it, Josh. It's been 6 years, man, since you've been there, man. Can you believe it already? It's gone by so fast, man.
You know, I actually remember, you remember, you've talked to so many people, but I remember you and I doing our first interview, but we did it on the, at the time, you know, it wasn't Zoom. We did it on the phone.
On the phone, yeah.
And so, and then here we are 6 years later, but you're right. At the time, it seems like it's been a long time, but when you look back, things move quickly. And what's the lesson in all that? Man, life is short. So, yes. You know, you just, that's why you take it every day as a gift. But it's been great, and through the 6 years, you've been a great supporter, and your positivity, just we don't take that for granted.
And congrats on your extension as well, Coach. I know you got an extension this offseason as well. Congrats on that. I'm happy for you being in Tech land long as you can. I know we took the job, it was a total rebuild job, and I knew it'll be a progress for you, but you made it happen. You did it with a smile on your face, kept it positive, and look at the results of your work from 6 years ago to today, the extension. And Mr. Stansberry loves you, and why we love you as well here in Atlanta as well, Coach.
Well, thank you. No, the extension, anytime you can get an extension, that's just a tremendous credit to the great staff you have and obviously all the great student athletes. Obviously, Mr. Stansberry and President Cabrera, just so thankful for them. So it's a great thing. It's a great testament to the staff and to the players. We're all in this together. And the great news is, you know, you win the ACC, you have the success that we have had in ACC play. And the next step is now sustainability. How do you sustain that? And what's interesting, this is a, first off, and you know this because you're a sports guy, you know, everyone wants to talk about different eras. And I tell people, you know, the Bobby Kremins era was a Bobby Kremins era.
Yes.
Paul Hewitt era was a Paul Hewitt era. Brian Gregory's era was a Brian Gregory era. My era, you know, every era is different. And what I would tell you is, this is different. We have 15 teams in the league. It's a different time. Yes. There's different than it was back in the day. There's the portal. It's different than it was back in the day. You can say what you want to say that, but guys can leave and can come in. And whereas in the past, where maybe if you had a guy who wasn't playing a lot, but you knew he was going to be good down the road, you'd wait his turn. No longer. They can just get in the portal and transfer. So things have changed, and yes, we want to sustain, but what I would tell people is that's our goal, is we want to win and try to be knocking on the doorstep every year. But it's harder now more so than any ever because of the portal, because, you know, it's no longer maybe a program, it could be year by year now. based on the rules. And NIL, you have to factor in NIL. Kids are making decisions on name, image, likeness. Where could they get the most value on name, image, likeness? Things have changed, and that's just kind of the way it is with college hoops, with college athletics in general. And so we'll see how it keeps going moving forward, but it's really just one day at a time. If anything that we've learned with the ever evolving way of the college athletic landscape, you know, it's really one day at a time.
You got that right. And I think having a good relationship with your guys is going to be so, so paramount, because the relationship can keep a guy from leaving and going somewhere else. They trust you as a coach, trust the relationship you build with them from high school as on your roster. They may well stay, because from now, for me, Coach Pastor, this relationships are paramount more than ever now with this NIL stuff and the portal. Building that bond and that trust is going to be so key going forward.
Yeah, I mean, relationships are everything. And look, you can spend a lot of time, you know, you got to spend a lot of time with the guys. And I spend more time with our players, with our student athletes, than I do with my own kids. I mean, with my own family at home. And so, but I love being with our guys. I love it, but that's part of the, because, you know, when you're with your team, it's like a family. And I've tried to create it like a family atmosphere. And I love spending time with our guys. I love after practice, you know, you're coaching them hard and everything else, but after practice, kind of just hanging around and you're able to sit next to guys and talk and just kind of, you know, you're just communicating and conversating and having good conversations, just not only about basketball, but just about life and, oh, yeah, and what's going on. And so all that goes hand in hand, as you mentioned, about relationships. I will say a lot of it also comes down to playing time. Kids want to play. That always helps. But we've got a great group of young men, just awesome young men. I love coaching this team. I've loved all my time here at Georgia Tech. I loved all the guys that I've been fortunate enough to coach, and I'm excited about this year. Look, you know, what we've done is we have gotten better every year that we've been here. We've started the year, we've been a little up and down at times, but we've always gotten better. I've tried to have our guys be on a situation where let's start out better and be a little more consistent at the beginning. But I like where we're at. And you're right. The NIL is different. I mean, you got the name, image, likeness. You got the transfer portal. The Austin case, which was won in the Supreme Court, which allowed colleges now can give money for educational expenses for student athletes. So there's a lot being ever evolving in college athletics. And it's just, you've got to continue to stay ahead of the curve and you got to be flexible and be willing to change. If you're stuck in your old ways, that's not going to work in this day and age. So you've got to be willing to be flexible and agile as you're moving forward.
And Josh, you're so right, man, because I had to change what I do in my career I'm talking to you for the last 10 years of my career since he's in Memphis, and I had to change how I operate in this radio. So I know your job is even more different than mine, because my interns have changed now, having to be more hands-on with my interns now. So yeah, I'm with you. Even though, and what I do, kids are definitely changing, and how you gotta do a little bit more to make sure those kids buy in and stay with you all their 4 years, whether they be at Clark, Georgia State, your school, and Kennesaw, where interns are from. So yeah, man, I'm right there with you, brother.
Well, I mean, and it really doesn't matter, because, you know, Coach Rob Lanier or, you know, at Georgia State, he's going through the same thing that I go through, or Coach Amir at Kennesaw State, he's going through the same thing that Coach Lanier and I go. Everyone's connected in this, and it's ever changing, ever evolving. And as long as the NCAA keeps the scholarship limit at 13, you know, there's always going to be great parity, because right now there's never been more so where the parity amongst college basketball is at such a point where it doesn't matter whether the Power Five or the schools in the non-Power Five, there is just tremendous parity. And with the addition that the NCAA gave everyone with the COVID year, you look in football with the FCS teams, you know, F is in Frank, C is in Cat, S is in Sam, the FCS team beating the FBS teams this year in football. You know, you look at basketball, it's the same type of thing where the mid-majors or lower majors can beat the Power Five teams. With the COVID year, teams now, it's not looking at the name on the front of the jersey. You have to look at their roster. Yes. And a lot of these teams, when you see these teams beat, it's because they're 24, 23, 25, 23, 24, and you're playing against a 19-year-old. Well, yeah, maybe the 19-year-old is better for an NBA prospect than that 24-year-old, but in a college game, football or basketball, 40-minute or a 60-minute game, whatever sport, the maturation, the experience, the olderness, yes, is usually going to prevail.
Most definitely. You got two older guys on your roster, and Jordan Usher and Michael DeVoe will be your leaders this year. Tell us about their leadership of coming back this year and help your guys in your pipeline you have growing on your team. So tell us about Michael and Jordan there, Josh.
Yeah, both guys. We're counting on both guys. I'm excited about both young men. Michael DeVoe has had a great offseason. So has Jordan Usher. For us to have the success that we want to have, those two need to be at a very, very high level for us this year. Michael DeVoe was actually on the track and field team this summer to really improve his athleticism, his foot speed. And I thought it was really has paid off. He was working with coach Nat Page, who's also here at Georgia Tech, who's one of the best in the world for a sprinter coach. Many, many Olympic athletes train with him. And he did wonders with Michael DeVoe, and Jordan Usher has been having a great offseason. So, you know, we need those guys to be really good for us. And our standard is they are going to be really good for us. And if they are really good for us, we have a chance to have a good year.
How important was it for you, Josh, have a lot of guys from the Atlanta area on your roster? Look at your roster, a lot of Atlanta guys from up in Gwinnett, up in DeKalb, Cobbs. Tell me about making sure you have that Metro Atlanta perimeter all to be Yellow Jackets going forward, man.
Look, we want to recruit in this in Atlanta and you know, in the outside areas, in the locale. We want to be in this area and obviously do our job, but also want us to do a good job of recruiting, but knowing that not everyone wants to come to Georgia Tech, but we might be a great bounce back school and a great landing spot for transfers, especially from the Atlanta area. And so I think us being able to see the big picture in that and keeping our door open, because I understand we might not get every high school kid, but we got to be in great position to get the transfers that want to come back this way, because we have a lot to offer, to play in the ACC, to play in Atlanta, to get the Georgia Tech degree. So there's a lot to look at that and to plan for that. And that's where recruiting has really, you know, evolved, that you've got to not only try to recruit high school kids, but you've also got to leave spots open for the portal kids in the spring. And it's a balance, especially for a school like Georgia Tech.
Most definitely, Josh, and you have a great personality, as I know you personally, so I know you have a great personality. Guys want to play for you because you're a good guy. I hear great things about you from guys who want to come to Georgia Tech. I tell you all the time, Josh Patterson's a great guy. He'll take care of you. So I tell guys that myself personally, on your behalf, because I trust and believe in you. I know you for over 10 years, so I know you'll take care of a young man who wants to come back and play, become a Yellow Jacket. You give him a good degree and good coach on the court to get them a pro contract somewhere after they leave your program.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate the kind words, and you know, we really try to do a great job of player development, really treating the guys, you know, to the highest level of that we can, and I always tell the guys, this is not a 4-year decision. This is a 40-year decision. You're part of the family for life. And having that opportunity to get that Georgia Tech degree just can open doors for you that can change your life and alter your life. And so, you know, that, you know, I think we do a great job on trying to mentor these young men and put them in positions to be successful and provide them, you know, the opportunities for them to succeed, not only on the court, but also off the court, and also life after basketball when the air does come out of the ball.
You have a game on Halloween against Morehouse and McCamus Pavilion. Tell us about that game, exhibition game, and plan on school down the road from you in Morehouse, man.
Yeah, well, first of all, we play Sunday at 2 p.m. versus Morehouse. It is Halloween. Bring your costume if you want. Dress up whatever you want to dress up as at the game. You know, we lost a great guy in the profession at Morehouse this summer. The head coach, the former head coach at Morehouse, unfortunately passed away due to cancer. And so when that happened, we reached out to him and wanted to make sure that they knew that you know, we had their back and we wanted to play him in an exhibition game, to do something to kind of honor coach, but also to let him have the opportunity so we can give him the resources based on us playing the exhibition that Morehouse would benefit out of it. And so, Coach Brewer was just great. Grady Brewer was the coach at Morehouse, who passed away, unfortunately, but a longtime coach, incredible coach, great for the community. And, unfortunately had passed away from cancer. And, and Coach Brewer and I would talk a bunch, and he never told any, or he didn't tell me. I don't think he told a lot of people that he had, coming towards the end. And so when we found out, we wanted to jump on it and try to do what we could to support Morehouse. And one of the ways to support him was to give him the opportunity to play at Georgia Tech and also take home the check to play in Georgia Tech too. So it benefits Morehouse all the way around.
And I know you've been good about playing Clark, Atlanta as well. How important is it, Josh, for you to play HBCU schools like Alabama A&M, which you play on the 23rd of December as well? Playing those schools, help them out, give them a little resources, because knowing how the AUC is important to Atlanta, ABC is important to Atlanta's culture as well. Playing those schools, how important is it for you and your program to do that for those programs who don't have as much as Georgia Tech has?
Yeah, when I was at Memphis, and this, every year we play Lemoyne Owen, who's a HBCU school there in Memphis, and I thought it was so important because, look, the financial part of playing, and so when I was at Memphis, I did that, and I want to do that here at Georgia Tech, because in the exhibition games, it's a great give back to the communities, for the different schools here locally. And look, yes, it's important, obviously, financially, because there's a check they get when you play a team like Georgia Tech. But the other thing is the experience for the kids on that team. So, for example, for like a Morehouse, or what Clark or Morehouse or whoever it may be, to play at Georgia Tech is an experience of a lifetime, because a lot of those kids, they grow up wanting to come to a school to play at this. They want to play in the ACC and to be able to play on that court and to be able to do that. So it's a great thing, and we're all in this together. And that's the way I look at it. Like I'm of course we want to beat Morehouse when we play them on Sunday, but I'm rooting for Morehouse every single game. Other than when they play us, I want them to win every game they play. And same thing with Clark, and same thing with Georgia State and Kennesaw State, and any of the local schools. Unless we're playing them, I want to win the game. But other than that, I am rooting for them to do well and to have success. And I just think it's better for everybody. It's better for the community. And the more we can, help each other out, I think there's only upside with that. No downside.
And how good to have fans back in McCamus. Last year, no fans. This year, I get to come back to see you guys play in person this year and having fans in the stands. How good is it to see your fans once more on your team on Sunday?
Yeah, no, that's great. It's great to have fans back. I think, everyone's looking forward to that. It's full capacity. I mean, you look around, for football games, every football game all across college campuses have been just packed to the brim. Same thing with the NFL and even the NBA now. People are back at it. And so it's exciting to get the fans back. This, you've been in sports a long time. I mean, what makes sports great is the fans.
Yes.
I mean, the energy, the home court advantage. So having those fans back, I think it's a big thing. I'm excited about it, but our players are. The only thing it does for the coach, it allows the fans now, if you don't, last year, if I made the wrong decision, there was no one heckling me or booing me.
Most definitely, man. And you know what, Josh, when the Hawks played in Memphis, man, it felt good to be booed again in Memphis. So I went with the Hawks to say the Grizzlies. I'm like, it felt good to have somebody tell me I suck and the Hawks suck. It felt good to hear that again. So I know what you mean. I don't want to get booed either, but hey, we're back for real now. I love this.
No, that's exactly right. And that makes it exciting. And again, that's what makes sports takes the home court advantage. And it's an exciting time. And I think everyone's excited. And I think everyone's excited to watch and be back in the stands for college basketball.
Last one for you, Josh. This, man, I saw you all went out to the Fairway Social out there, man, and a golfing event, a team bonding event. Tell me about that. How fun was that for you guys to get out there on the golf course and have some time together out there?
Yeah, that was great. We had a great time. We did on a Sunday. We went to the Fairway Social. You know, look, you try to do some different team activities just to do some different things with our team. We did that actually on Tuesday, November 2nd. We're taking the team to the Civil Rights Museum as a group. Here, we're going to do that as a team. And I don't know if you know for your listeners, you know, part of coming from Georgia Tech. The NC2A has mandated on the first Tuesday of every November that all student athletes have to be off that day for the opportunity to vote if they, you know, if there's an election or decide to vote. But it's also called a civic duty day, and which is a cool thing. So we're going to do that as a team on November 2nd. We're going to go to Civil Rights Museum. We had a group come in, which was great for our team. It was called the Clippers and Cops. We had a thing and you know, just kind of a group come in and speak to our team and allow them to interact and ask a bunch of questions. And so we've tried to do different things with our group outside of basketball because we spend a lot of time in basketball. So stuff like the Fairway Social is something different when you're playing golf and virtual games. And a dear friend of ours and a great supporter, Roger Campbell, had set that up for us. And we're so thankful for that. Going to the Civil Rights Museum as a team, doing like the different talks and then going to some other things as a group, you know, eating together. I mean, as simple as it is, just having a meal together is a cool thing. So all those type of things are good for our team bonding. And you know what's interesting and what makes college great? You know, in the pros, you're not doing that stuff. In the pros, you know, every individual in a professional sport, you know, they got their families, they're going home after practice. Like, this is a real, you only get this time in a small amount of time in your life. And that's what makes it cool is you know, kids can be kids and you can stay together and you become great friends and you have many experiences. And that's just the power of college athletics and the power of a team.
Most definitely. Well, Josh, thank you for your time today, man. I always enjoy our chats, and I look forward to seeing you in person at the McCamish Pavilion here real soon, man, and cheering you on as always, buddy.
Well, thank you so much. You're awesome. Your positivity resonates in the entire city. Go Braves this week. Even though I grew up an Astros fan, I got to say this. I grew up in Houston, Texas. I went to all the Houston Astros games, but I am all for the Braves. Let's go Braves. And I'm excited for the World Series and let's go Braves.
Amen to that, John. Thank you so much, brother. I'll see you soon, buddy.
Okay. Thank you. Call anytime. Thank you so much.
Will do, buddy.